Oh, Carol, honey, have you seen Mrs. Norgerton? Playgirl?
Mother, this is the magazine for the modern woman. It's our answer to Playboy.
Oh, this is just trash. And I know the kind of articles in this thing. The bedroom secrets of Ken and Barbie. And look at this, a male center. Fold.
Mother. Mother. It's interesting, right?
It is not interesting. It is cheap sensationalism, Carol. Carol, you're almost 30 years old.
No, age has nothing to do with this. Besides, this belongs to someone who's a lot older than I am. Someone who's probably just looking for a richer fantasy life.
Well, it couldn't be Walter. Because if his fantasy life were any richer, Disneyland would name a ride after him.
It's Mrs. Naugatuck.
Mrs. Naugatuck?
She's so cute. She had it hidden inside a copy of the London Times.
Well, I'll tell you, honey, the way she's been acting lately, nothing would surprise me about her anymore.
She has been pretty flaky.
Flaky? You know that yesterday she put the mail in the freezer? Took me half a day to thaw out the gas bill. I mean, she's really gone completely wacko. I think I'm going to have one of those shape-up or ship-out talks with the woman.
What woman?
Mrs. Naugatuck. Oh, Walter, for the past 2 weeks, completely out of it.
Well, when you find out what's wrong with her, let me know. I'm dying to know why she put Tidy Bowl in the aquarium.
Oh, come on, Lord. I mean, Mrs. Norgertuck is not just a housekeeper. She's part of the family. The least we can do is put up with a little of her idiosyncrasies. I mean, how much can it hurt to... My sweater. My lucky doll sweater!
Honey, don't feel too bad. It looks like it might fit your niblick.
This isn't funny, Maud. Mrs. Naugatuck! Mrs. Naugatuck!
I don't
care what you think! Mrs. Naugatuck! Mrs. Naugatuck!
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Mr. Finlay is the sun. Arise, fair sun. Romeo and Juliet. What a scrumptious love story.
I don't give a healthy damn about Romeo and Juliet.
In that case, Buster, parting won't be such sweet sorrow. Step up.
Look at me. Stand there for 2 seconds and look at me!
Oh, I wish I had the figure to wear a bare midriff. So becoming. He dusts at scars that never felt a wound.
You better have a talk with her.
He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not.
Loves Mrs. Naugatuck, what are you doing?
Plucking my broom.
Don't give us any of that plucking my broom.
Walter, that's exactly what she's doing. Mrs. Naugatuck, here, please come here and sit down. Right over there. Mrs. Naugatuck.
Dear Mrs. Naugatuck.
Is something troubling you?
Frankly, yes.
What?
What?
You're bruising my knuckles.
Oh, dear Mrs. Naugatuck, now you know we love you. And we know that there is more to your behavior than meets the eye, and we would appreciate it if you would let us share it with you. Now, what the hell is going on?
Can't you tell by the sparkle in my eye, the jauntiness of my gait, and the naughtiness of my smile?
God, you're in love. You're in love. You're in love.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
Why is everybody crying?
Oh, Walter, doesn't Mrs. Naugatuck's being in love make you want to cry?
Yes, I'm going to be married.
Married? Now that's something to cry about. Are you serious? You're really getting married?
Oh, yes. I may not be a young chick, but I still know what to do when the right rooster comes along.
Mrs. Naugatuck, that is wonderful.
And incredible. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Who's the lucky rooster?
Oh, he's a wonderful man, Mum. He's a Pisces on the cusp. Yes, and his name is Virgil Sneed.
Virgil Sneed. Mrs.
Virgil Sneed.
Yes. I met him at the Merchant Navy Club. I go there every month to teach go-go dancing. A few months ago, and we've been corresponding about marriage ever since. And last week, he finally blacked out the nerve to accept my proposal.
Are you sure this isn't another one of your cock and bull stories?
Walter.
What are you picking on me for? She's the one that says she double dated with Tokyo Rose.
Well, if you feel like that about it, there's no use me going on, is there? If you'll excuse me, I have a pot roast in the mailbox.
You need diplomats like you at the UN. What am I saying? We have diplomats like you at the UN. Oh, Mrs. Naugatuck, dear.
I'm not passing my pearls before swine.
Mrs. Naugatuck, I assure you, Mr. Finley didn't mean to be rude. It's just that, well, this is such a shock to us that we find it difficult to believe.
Oh, fickle, fickle, go jump on a pickle. Virgil has written to me twice a week for the last 2 months, and if you don't believe me, I'll show you his last letter. Oh, dear, it tickles. Oh, Virgil, stop, stop. There you are. It came only this morning.
My dearest Jelly Bean.
Yes, that's what he calls me. Is Jelly Bean from Aberdeen. And he's my kidney from Sydney. That's my pet name for him.
Yes, I know. I have a pet name for Walter. From Tuckahoe.
Yes, ma'am. He owns a sheep ranch there.
A sheep ranch?
Yes, and he's retiring there. And I shall be joining him in 2 weeks' time. I'll be pulling the wool over his eyes every night.
Ah, oh, Mrs. Naugatuck, we couldn't be happier for you.
Mrs. Naugatuck, forgive me for doubting, and congratulations.
Of course, we'll miss you terribly. But we wish you every happiness.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both so much. And I shall miss you too. But I must get back to my duties. Stop acting like a foolish schoolgirl. After all, I am British, and we British do have to maintain our dignity.
Boy, Maud, you really know how to throw a bridal shower.
Who should know better?
I just think it was a brilliant idea getting Mrs. Naugatuck out of the house by sending her to the beauty parlor for the afternoon.
Well, you know how she and Mr. Billy love to gossip. He knows everybody in town who fools around. And she knows everybody from out of town who fools around.
Everybody in the neighborhood is out there.
Oh, I didn't know Mrs. Naugatuck had so many friends.
Well, honey, there's a very simple explanation. You see, she meets so many people when she's out on her motorcycle.
I just think a bridal shower is a marvelous idea.
Viv, I'll tell you, when there's a sweet, warm, wonderful person involved, that's what you do. And I am a sweet, warm.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Everybody hide. She's coming.
Keep a straight face. Keep a straight face.
You.
No, no, no. Ah! La, la, la. Is nobody going to comment on my hairdo?
Mrs. Naugatuck, it's you.
Who do you think it was?
Fan Margaret. I mean, you look.
I do, don't I? It's called a modified tulip.
Oh. How often do you have to water it?
Are you ladies ready?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Mrs. Naugatuck, since the light in here is so poor, why don't we go into the living room where we can really see you in all your glory?
Very well.
Now, isn't this better?
Better than what? The black hole of Calcutta?
Mrs. Naugatuck, I have one thing to say to you.
What?
All your dearest friends took the afternoon off. Surprise!
This is the happiest day of my life. Oh, thank you, Ray. If I had my specs, I'd read this right now. How to make your husband the world's greatest lover.
When you're finished, Mrs. Naugatuck, I'd like to borrow it.
Allow me.
No, Mrs. Naugatuck, this is your day. Oh. Ethel, dear, care for a pig in a blanket?
Oh, no, thank you, honey. I already got one. He's home sleeping.
Why, Juanita, how nice to have you here. Golly, I haven't seen you since...
Since you fired me.
Mrs. Naugatuck?
Oh, no, thank you.
This one's on me.
Oh, I shall take this on my honeymoon. Oh, yes. I don't know what's going to be the most exciting, putting it on or taking it off.
I promise you, Mrs. Naugatuck, with that nightgown, you can burn the book. And now, everybody and Mrs. Naugatuck, here it is. Today's letter from your kidney from Sydney.
From my Virgil. All right, I'll read it aloud so that everyone will know what a dear, sweet boy he is. I've forgotten my spectacles. Would you do the honors?
Of course, dear.
Thank you.
My dearest Jelly Roll.
Now he's calling me his Jelly Roll. That's because I'm round and sweet and squishy.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one gal till I die. Can't help loving that gal of mine. Oh, he writes beautifully, Mrs. Naugatuck. And so originally.
The world lost another Shakespeare when Virgil turned to sheep. Carry on, dear.
But life plays very funny.
Oh, go ahead, madam. Read the whole thing.
No, that's about all there is.
No. Read what he says about my eyes. He never writes without mentioning my eyes.
Your eyes? The eyes. Oh, yes, the eyes. I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them there eyes.
And my lips.
Yes. Oh, tiptoe through your two lips.
And my complexion.
Oh, well, one of the great complexions of all time.
There's no rhyme there. It doesn't sound like him at all. Read the last couplet before the signature, please. Oh, there, dear. I know. His couplets always make me cry a lot, too. That's why I adore my Virgil. He's so romantic. Oh, come on, dear. Oh, look, I'll take over, dear. No, lend me your specs, ducks, would you? Thank you. Oh, now. Toot, toot, tootsie. Goodbye. Toot, tootsie. Don't. He's jilted me.
Walter, about Mrs. Naugatuck. What a mess. Good gravy. Cancel that. That's terrible gravy.
Knock it off, Walter. What about Mrs. Naugatuck? You've been treating her for almost a week, and she's still upstairs moaning and groaning. How long does it take to get over a broken heart?
A broken heart is not a broken elbow. Let me remind you, Walter. You can't wrap an ace bandage around a broken heart. Hey, something smells good.
Holy mackerel, I was looking all over for this mitten.
I knew it smelled too good to be something you cook, Walter. Where's Maud?
She's doing the laundry. We split up Naugatuck's chores.
How come she's doing the laundry when you're such a rotten cook?
If you think I'm such a rotten cook, you should taste my laundry.
Honey, I think whatever you're burning is burned. Arthur, I'm glad you're here. Tell me, how is Mrs. Naugatuck?
Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with her physically. It's her spirit that's broken. I'll tell you something, Marty. You can't wrap an ace bandage around a broken spirit.
That's beautiful, Arthur. Now, that's really beautiful. A saying like that could fill a million barf bags.
Isn't there something you can suggest to pull Mrs. Naugatuck out of her depression? I'm running out of mittens.
Yes, I have called for a prescription, which just might do the trick.
Oh, good.
She'll be here any minute. Good. Until then, the best thing you can do is show her that you care. Try a little love and affection.
Oh, Arthur, I've given in the past few days more love and attention to that woman than I gave to my first three husbands.
Well, they had broken spirits too, Monty.
Arthur, how would you like a swift kick in your ace bandage?
But you'll thank me when that prescription gets here. Oh, by the way, is Mrs. Naugatuck covered by Medicare?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, then I won't pad my bill.
Honey, what are you fixing for dinner?
Well, so far, burnt mittens.
Again? Walter, that's what you fixed last night.
I know, it's my specialty. What was that?
Oh, Walter, that is the sound of a broken heart. Come on, let's try to cheer her up.
Mrs. Naugatuck, it's so good to see you looking so spry and bouncy.
Yeah, you look terrific.
It's no use you trying to cheer me up. I'm old and tired. Weak.
And what?
Weak.
And what?
And weak! My life is over.
Oh, now, Mrs. Naugatuck, don't say things like that. Dr. Harmon says there is absolutely nothing wrong with you, except for a little broken heart.
That's what he told me. There's one thing I want to ask you, Mrs. Finlay, before I pass away.
What, Mrs. Naugatuck?
What the hell is an ace bandage?
Mrs. Naugatuck, a broken heart is not the end of the world.
Oh, I'm through with men. My life's over and done with. Do not ask me for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for me.
Boy, that was fast.
Mrs. Finley?
Yes?
Were you expecting a prescription from Doc Harmon?
Oh, yes. Are you the delivery man?
No, Mum. The doc said, I'm the prescription.
You're the prescription?
Yes, Mum. I'm what the doctor ordered. Oh. The name is Bert. Bert Beasley.
Mrs. Naugatuck.
It won't work, madam. And I'll thank you and everyone else to stay out of my life.
Is that the patient?
I'm afraid so.
My goodness, this must be my lucky day. First, I found a dollar coming over here, and now this.
Now what?
Well, I figured she'd be an old biddy. But she's beautiful.
Bert, you know, I think you are just what the doctor ordered. Yes, good hunting.
Hello, dearie. My name's Bert Beasley.
I heard you the first time.
Well, it bears repeating.
Irish, ain't you?
Uh-huh. You English?
We're natural enemies.
I know. Care to kiss and make up? Say, are you busy tonight?
Who do you think you are? Do you think you can come marching into my kitchen and pick me up like a cheap tart? No, I'm not doing nothing tonight.
Now, that's good. This is my lucky day. I thought we'd go down to the local pub and have a dollar's worth of beer and get to know each other a little better.
Come upstairs while I freshen myself up.
Well, no thanks, dear. I think I'd better meet you in the car. You see, I kept the motor running. I didn't think she was going to turn out to be such a doozy.
Mrs. Naugatuck, could I speak to you for a moment? Tell me, whatever happened to I'm through with men?
He isn't a man, he's a prescription. I have to see him before, during, and after meals. I think I'll call him my jolly green pea from the Irish Sea.
That was fast. 5 minutes ago, she was ready to kill herself.
You know, she's England's answer to Will Rogers. She never met a man she didn't like.
That sounds like you, Maud.
No, you're wrong there. I never met a man I didn't marry.